Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. I'm sitting outside in the beautiful hot sunshine. However, I might be just a little bit late. I had appliances that were being taken out to be given to charity, as I sit here and wait for the new ones to come in. So I think I just made it in under the wire. But I hope everyone is well, and I hope that you're enjoying the day, no matter where you are in the country. And I thought today would be a good time to kind of refocus on our health. And we've talked about frankincense before, but there's so much on the internet about it, and there's been so many studies, and Dr. Axe, and doctors, and, you know, are really providing the medical documentation and proof of how frankincense is really a great oil that can assist with fighting cancer. And we all know frankincense. It's been around for over 5,000 years. It was brought to baby Jesus as a gift. It's an anointing oil. It's a great oil. It's one of my favorites. It is my favorite for meditation and prayer. But I also know that it has health benefits for the immune system, fight infection, and, you know, it the inflammation, loose immunity. It's also helps with anxiety, and that makes sense because if it's great for spiritual awareness and helps with prayer, then that couldn't help but lower our levels of anxiety. Another thing that it's great for is that it also helps to heal the skin and reduces acne and scarring. So for those of you that don't want to use harsh chemicals and pharmaceuticals, this is a very natural way to help treat those type of skin disorders. To give a little bit of background, it's frankincense oil is obtained from the genus trees of Boswellia. It originates from India, Africa, and the Middle East. Also, of course, first known as an aromatherapeutic. But still, a lot of people are not aware of the cancer-fighting potential. So their research was done at Leicester University in the UK, and they published that frankincense oil contains a potent anti-cancer chemical compound known as acetyl-11-ketobeta-boswellic acid. Luckily, we can abbreviate that to AKBA for short. AKBA, it triggers cells of the cancer cells and kills them, but without damaging healthy cells. So researchers at the university, they were able to prove that frankincense oil could be a safe alternative for women who suffer from ovarian cancer, even late-stage cancer patients. There was another study that was published with the impact of frankincense oil on bladder cancer. And in the study, they were able to prove that the oil can distinguish between normal bladder cells versus the cancer cells. And it induced the cancer cells to, in essence, commit suicide, and this process is known as apoptosis. It has the potential to suppress the growth of brain cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, prostate, and stomach cancer. So, you know, these studies have really given credibility in the medical field. You know, you know, and based on research in the UK, you know, it does, you know, prove the wise men weren't just bringing wealth to Jesus, they were bringing medicine, you know. You know, just using the gift as a Christmas gift of frankincense, you know. The Omani government
funded research. And it also concluded the same as the Leicester University research in the UK of its ability to target cancer cells, even in late stage ovarian cancer. And taken by many people are able to tolerate the frankincense with no known side effects. So this is, it makes, has enormous potential to be taken to a clinical trial in the future, you know, and, you know, developed for additional treatment for ovarian cancer and other cancers. But one thing I did want to point out, you know, based on my research and everything I can read, that boswellic acid, this is a water-soluble compound, and it is only found in the powder form of frankincense. So there are other compounds in frankincense oil that have been shown to be beneficial in test tubes in treating cancer cells. So, you know, for so many cancer patients, when conventional cancer treatment can make their cancer worse, or the side effects can be worse than the actual disease, you know, this is great evidence that suggests that frankincense, it's not just a supplemental treatment to go along with chemotherapy and radiation, but maybe in many, many cases it can be used as an alternative to chemotherapy, you know. And imagine that without the terrible side effects and complications of chemotherapy, you know, it shows effectiveness in a few areas where chemotherapy is not effective, and that's, you know, I again go back to patients with, you know, ovarian cancer. You know, people that have added the Boswellia serrata, that's, again, that's the powder form, they could experience double benefits, you know, such as there's a time when the treatment, as I pointed out, it can almost feel worse than the disease. Talking about quality of life and, you know, debilitating in and of itself, and the side effects, as we know, are absolutely miserable. So let's say brain cancer patients who've undergone or have cerebral edema, which is swelling in the head. Many have had their tumors irradiated. Typically, these people are treated and with dexamethasone and other corticosteroids to control the swelling. But this is done at a great cost because the deadly complications of the steroids are limitless. And people get toxic overload from the drugs that are supposed to help them in the first place. You know, when they get headaches and migraines and deal with blurred vision, you know, because of the steroid treatment. So this is a natural, viable solution, you know, and I guess in the Journal of Cancer back about 5 years ago, they published results of a 44-person clinical trial evaluating how brain swelling was affected by frankincense, and 60% of patients displayed 75% reduction or greater in cerebral swelling after being treated with 4,200 milligrams per day of frankincense. So these results were so significant, scientists are urging the medical community to consider prescribing this essential oil and maybe instead of steroids for patients who've been assigned to radiation treatment. Now remember, my job is just to bring the information to you. I am not a medical doctor. I would never want somebody to not take treatment or continue their treatment without discussing with their doctor. You know, crucial. You know, it's what works for one, you know, and what will work for another can be two different things. That is a personal decision and a decision to be made on the advice of your doctor. So let's talk about some of the other things that frankincense can do. It's, as I've mentioned, it's a potent anti-inflammatory chemical substances. It can reduce the symptoms of joint and muscle pain, such as asthma, arthritis, digestive disorders. Also, the oil can be used to treat some serious health conditions, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, osteoarthritis. It has a great antiseptic activity, which makes it ideal for supporting your immune system. Phytotherapy research discovered that multiple levels of the immune system were stimulated. It's great for anti-anxiety, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Because of its sedative activity, and it induces a feeling of satisfaction and relaxation and mental peace. And this helps us with just to naturally be able to be less stressed, have less anxiety, and less anger. Depending upon what's going on in life, and right now I've been kind of like an octopus and a conductor with doing this, doing that, running here, running there. I do have frankincense oil in my blend that runs in my diffuser in the main part of my house. And it's just because I know I have so much going on and trying to get everything done. And I need the help. I don't have anger, but I can have stress and I can have anxiety. What I like about it for skincare, it can also promote healthy cell regeneration and it helps to keep your skin healthy. So, you know, not all oils are created equal. Some, you have the purest form that you trust. Here again, with your doctor's okay, orally put one or two drops in a beverage two or three times a day. As you know, breathing it from the bottle, it gets right into that olfactory and right to the brain. Can diffuse it, and, you know, as I said, that you're looking to use it for meditation and or stress and anxiety, you can also apply it directly to the area of concern on your body. Use a carrier oil, as always, so that you don't, just in case your skin is very sensitive and could have a reaction to it. Or diffuse it or put it on the soles of your feet. Remember, in about 20 minutes, it gets through every cell in your body. And, you know, so I just felt that it was important to mention this once again and actually provide the name, the research that's been done on this, and just getting the information out there. And then you and your doctor can plan on a course of action. And it's just exciting to think that there is an alternative for the harsher treatment of, you know, chemotherapy. And maybe, just maybe, this will be accepted and embraced by the medical community as it appears to be slowly happening as we speak and as more and more research and studies are coming out and showing, you know, what its ability is. So thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope you found this helpful. Feel free. This can be downloaded 24/7. Tune in to Angel Coaches Facebook page. See what's going on with the other Angel Coaches. And I hope that you will check in again next week. I should be back on Monday at 3 o'clock. But here again, if it has to be changed, it can be downloaded 24/7. Take care and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.